You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Matt Wehmeyer joined by Marlins reporter Joe Fusaro this week. And Joe, we thank you for the time. And what we're going to do today on this Tuesday, we're going to throw some bold predictions out there, if you will, as the countdown is now on to spring training. That's hard to believe. Joe, you're going to give your position either supporting or refuting each of these bold predictions. And, of course, the baseball gods on this Tuesday have given us a ready-made topic one, and that is Wei-Yin Chen as he signs a five-year deal with the Marlins this morning. So, Joe, in his first season in a Marlins uniform, Wei-Yin Chen wins 15 games, yay or nay?
Oh, boy, you have to probably go nay just for the fact that the Marlins rarely have 15-game winners. It's been a long time. But, you know, this is a significant signing, getting Chen. It kind of fortified, you know, what they are looking for all offseason, which was a starting pitcher who could pitch at the top of the rotation. It probably profiles ideally as like a number three, and for the Marlins, he'll slide in as number two behind Jose Fernandez. The key numbers, Matt, we're looking at 190 innings, you know, last year, 30-something starts. This guy has a track record and, you know, pitched to a low 3 ERA in the American League East, not an easy place to do, especially, you know, pitching in a hitter's park. Comes to Miami, comes to the National League, comes to a pitcher-friendly park. So he could be, you know, certainly above 10. You know, if he gets to 15, I'm sure they'll be elated. That's kind of, to me, a slightly high bar. Maybe 13, 14 wins could be the more realistic.
But as you said, nonetheless, he could easily become the best pitcher on this staff, not named Jose Fernandez, of course. And that leads us into prediction number two. Jose Fernandez will be traded after the club receives a godfather offer from somebody. What do you think the chances of that are?
Less than zilch, you know, no chance. Name was available pretty much in listening mode only, you know, shortly before the winter meeting. Obviously, if a team presented something that caught their attention per team policy, the Marlins listen. I think a number of teams listen, but no one ever really makes it public that they would listen on their top young players. But, you know, I'm sure the New York Mets have gotten calls, you know, in the last year or so for guys named DeGrom and Harvey and, you know, in Syndergaard, and I'm sure the conversations don't go very long once the demands get out there. Now, that being said, the Marlins were pretty, you know, pretty open about it, but you know, they were clearly one of the main stories at the winter meetings was Jose Fernandez, and some want to believe those were really realistic that he could have been moved. We've been, as someone who's covered this team more than a decade, people around this team have heard this before. We've heard Stant was going to get traded. We heard Josh Johnson was going to get traded. Dontrell Lewis was going to get traded. And, you know, a lot of these, and I'm, you know, some of them obviously were traded, but not this early into their careers. Jose Fernandez will be a Marlin, and, you know, he ideally will emerge to be what they hope, and that's a Cy Young candidate and one of the dominant pitchers in the National League.
And I'm sure that Jose is not unhappy about remaining in Miami for his home games, because in his career, as you know and everyone knows, 17-0 and a 1.40 career ERA. So he's pretty good in that home ballpark, and it looks like he's going to be there to stay for the foreseeable future. Joe, prediction number 3 and 3A. This one is a two-parter. Part one, Giancarlo Stanton stays healthy all season. And part two, if he does, he hits at least 50 home runs.
Oh, man, this is the tough one because, you know, no one wants to wish injury or say that a guy is injury prone. You know, those aren't comfortable things to say. So I'm more of an optimist than a pessimist. So I will say he will stay healthy enough to play 140-plus games. 150-plus would be ideal. If he does that, Matt, it's hard to believe he will not hit 50 home runs because he was kind of tracking towards 60 this year and missed, you know, all that time, the end of 14, after getting hit in the face by the pitch in Milwaukee, which, you know, did kind of a number rearranging his face and one of the more frightening injuries we've seen in recent years. So you would have to think that Stanton, if there's a healthy Stanton, 140, 150 or more games, 50 home runs seems very realistic.
Topic four involving Marcell Ozuna, a fellow outfielder. A lot of buzz about him lately. And Joe, quite simply, Marcell Ozuna is traded before opening day, yes or no?
Probably now, no. I mean, bringing in Wei and Chen has kind of taken Marcell Ozuna off the trade block because he was, many viewed, and me being among them, the most viable option to bring in a young, controllable starting pitcher. So, you know, it wasn't a comfortable thing to consider moving a promising center fielder who's already hit 20-plus homers in the big leagues, which he did, a couple of years ago in 14. You know, you take him out of the lineup, that your lineup is not better. Your team is not better. Now, if you moved him for a controllable young pitcher, a Taiwan Walker or someone like that, which was a name earlier in the offseason, then you could see a deal being done. But the team has brought in Wei and Chen. They went the route of being uncomfortable, which was signing a free agent, which cost you money, and in this case, a compensatory draft pick that they're going to forfeit. But on the flip side, it meant that there's no urgency now to move Marcell Ozuna, and I fully anticipate he will be a Marlin in 2016.
Joe, as we know in recent years, it's been tough for South Floridians to kind of fill the seats at the ballparks, not just in Miami, but in Tampa Bay as well. So I'll throw this one out at you. Prediction number five, Ichiro's quest for 3,000 major league hits is going to help fill some of those seats at Marlins Park this year.
I would say yes, especially South Florida. Miami is known as an event town. So if there's some buzz with 10 hits or less to go, that, people are going to say, let's follow that countdown. Let's see if we can see Ichiro, approach, this tremendous milestone, considering he, played 9 years in Japan, didn't come over till about age 27 or 28, whatever it was, that Ichiro in the still, accumulate, a benchmark not done by many in the history of the game. Remarkable athlete, I think, especially if the season's going promising. The fact that Ichiro, just what his name means internationally within the baseball industry and now in Miami, it could be pretty exciting. So, yes, I would say there's a yay that, especially as you get closer to that number, you could start seeing the Ichiro buzz coming and you could, start seeing some fans wearing number 51 in the outfield and all over the place wanting to see Ichiro reach that number.
Quick follow-up on this one. Is 2016 Ichiro's last as a professional baseball player?
Oh, boy, what's he, 42 now?
I believe.
It's really hard. It's hard to cover this team at age higher than 42. Can't imagine what it is to, be a player and do this and, for so long. He's in remarkable shape, Matt, but, bat speed and all sorts of stuff that mean playing at this high level, he's going to have to show something. He's going to have to show that, he can play and contribute in the role that he's doing. I think all baseball fans would love to see him play as long as possible, but I also think people want to see him look and resemble the Ichiro that is going to go to Cooperstown someday.
Two more as we come down the stretch. Joe, Christian Yelich is named an All-Star this year.
That's a tough one because outfielders, unless you're voted in as a starter, it's hard for outfielders who do not hit a ton of home runs to really get that support, to be an all-star. That said, man, I'll say, and I don't know what part two is, I think there's a better chance he could win a batting title, and kind of quietly do that than be an all-star this year.
He'd have to steal that from his teammate, Dee Gordon, of course, who won the 2015 NL batting crown. We'll see how that plays out. And, Joe, one more to close things out. Another two-parter. The Marlins challenge for a playoff spot. And Don Mattingly, in his first season in Miami, is named NL Manager of the Year.
Oh, boy. We're going to start part one. Can they challenge? It's going to happen with help. If you take a realistic outlook at it, we're talking, early to mid-January. So much can happen. No one last year this time really thought the Mets were going to go to the World Series. So, this type of team, they've got a core that's very exciting and is capable. Their starting pitching is going to have to do their job, and the the bullpen, they haven't really addressed that other than, you know, retaining the guys. So I think if they add bullpen help, that they can challenge for the wild card, not the division. And, it's fairly safe since pretty much half the league challenges for the, you know, at least one of the two wild card spots. So I think they can challenge for that second wild card spot. And I think if they were to make the playoffs, then Don Mattingly probably would be a very strong manager of the year candidate.
Great stuff as always from Marlins reporter Joe Fusaro. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Miami Marlins.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.